From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. President Obama seeks new authorization to fight the Islamic State. President Obama sent Congress a request Wednesday for authorization to use military force against the Islamic State militant group, urging lawmakers, in his words, to show the world we are united in our resolve to counter the threat. The proposed authorization would limit operations to 3 years and bar troops from what it terms enduring offensive ground combat. Mr. Obama says the fight will take a long time but end in victory.
Now, make no mistake, this is a difficult mission, and it will remain difficult for some time. It's going to take time to dislodge these terrorists, especially from urban areas. But our coalition is on the offensive. ISIL is on the defensive, and ISIL is going to lose.
Mr. Obama's draft proposal says large-scale ground combat operations similar to those in Iraq and Afghanistan should be left to local forces instead of the U.S. military. The proposal must be approved by both the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives. The leaders of Ukraine, Russia, France, and Germany extended marathon talks aimed at a ceasefire deal in Ukraine well into Thursday morning without any public signs of a breakthrough. The summit in the Belarusian capital Minsk was hastily assembled late last week after Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President François Hollande hand-carried a peace plan to Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow. The summit is taking place against the backdrop of intense fighting in Russian-speaking eastern Ukraine. Witnesses say Wednesday in the eastern city of Donetsk, at least 2 people died when a shell hit a bus station. Elsewhere near Debaltseve, 19 soldiers were killed. This is VOA News. Houthi rebels in Yemen's capital have seized U.S. embassy vehicles after American diplomats left the country following the embassy's closure. Embassy vehicles were reportedly taken from the Sana'a airport. The United States, Britain, and France announced the closure of their embassies in Yemen because of deteriorating security conditions in the country. President Obama is withdrawing most of the American troops sent to West Africa to combat the Ebola epidemic. Mr. Obama says because the troops were so effective, all but 100 will return home by April 30th. The United States deployed 3,000 personnel to set up Ebola treatment units and other infrastructure to fight the virus. 1,500 personnel have already returned. A female suicide bomber blew herself up in the Nigerian town of Diffa a day after authorities declared a state of emergency there because of attacks by Nigeria's Boko Haram militants. Schools and businesses in Diffa are closed as residents stayed home or sought to flee the town on the Niger-Nigeria border. The UN Refugee Agency says at least 300 migrants are missing and likely dead after trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea in inflatable boats. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees says that it is shocked by new information showing the scale of the tragedy to be much larger than initially reported. The Turkish government is facing growing criticism, both nationally and internationally, over proposed new security legislation. Turkey's parliamentary opposition parties and the European Union are asking Ankara to reconsider the tough measures, but the government insists they are needed following violent protests last October. Dorian Jones explains.
One of the most controversial aspects of the legislation allows police to detain people without trial and search homes without court orders. The new measure also says those who cover their faces fully or partially during protests could be sent to prison for up to 5 years. Additionally, police officers will be authorized to use lethal force against individuals who attack schools, public buildings, and worship areas with Molotov cocktails, explosives, or any other weapons. The reforms were drafted in the aftermath of October's nationwide protest by Turkey's Kurdish minority. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Greece engaged in a high-stakes showdown Wednesday with its European creditors over terms of its massive bailouts and austerity measures they imposed on Athens. Finance Minister Yanis Varoufakis met with Eurozone finance ministers in Brussels, with a new radical left Greek government asking to renegotiate its $300 billion in loans rather than seek an extension when the latest segment expires at the end of the month. European officials are showing no indication of any willingness to ease the terms. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.